Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:06, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, some dense fog as well in the area. Do be cautious if you're out and about. The roadways, especially the bridges and overpasses and untreated roads, could be a little bit slick this morning. Allow the time for the sunshine to come out and try to burn all that off and make the roads a little warmer, along with the multiple traffic. We do look forward to be partly cloudy otherwise today, a high of 42. Currently, we have 29 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports deputies called to an apartment in Villisca at around 3:40 a.m. Sunday, arrested a man on an assault charge. Upon arriving at the apartments located in the 600 block of East 6th Street, authorities found a woman with multiple injuries to her face, arms, and back. Following an investigation, deputies arrested 27-year-old Christian Meek of Villisca on a charge of domestic abuse assault first offense. Meek was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond pending an initial court appearance. Officers called to a residence in Shenandoah early Sunday morning arrested a man on felony charges of arson in the first degree and second degree burglary after he allegedly put a lit rag into the gas tank of a vehicle. The incident occurred around 2:30 a.m. at the residence on Northwest Road. 49-year-old William Ludlow Stevens of Shenandoah is also charged with domestic assault first offense. He was taken into custody and held without bond in the Page County Jail pending an initial court appearance. A traffic stop Saturday afternoon on Interstate 29 between the Percival and Thurman exits resulted in the arrest of two Nebraska men on drug charges. According to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, deputies with the Fremont County K-9 unit stopped a 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix for fraudulent license plates at mile marker 19 of southbound I-29 at around 12:35 p.m. The driver, 64-year-old George Haynes, Sr. of Omaha, was arrested for possession of methamphetamine, possession of a Schedule II controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and cited for no valid driver's license. He was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $2,000 bond. A passenger in the vehicle, 61-year-old Clinton Morris, who was also from Omaha, was arrested on an active warrant out of Nebraska. He was being held without bond pending extradition. Police in Red Oak arrested a 35-year-old man at around 2:30 a.m. Christmas morning. Torrance Fitzgerald Hillard was arrested for theft in the fifth-degree criminal mischief and transported to the Montgomery County Jail. His bond was set at $300. A motorcycle accident in Omaha Friday afternoon claimed the life of a man from Pottawatomie County. Omaha police said that around 3:24 p.m., officers had been dispatched to a personal injury crash involving a motorcycle at the on-ramp from southbound 60th Street to I-80 eastbound. An investigation determined that a 2010 Harley-Davidson motorcycle operated by 54-year-old Jamie Richardson of Council Bluffs was traveling on the on-ramp when it left the roadway. The motorcycle and Richardson separated as both went down the embankment. Citizens performed CPR until Omaha Fire Department medics arrived. Richardson, who was wearing a helmet, was transported to Nebraska Medicine with life-saving measures in progress, but he died during surgery. Alcohol impairment is being investigated as a factor in the crash. Les Hills Wildlife Management Area in western Iowa's Monona County is shifting its conservation strategy. A forest stewardship plan is proposed, which means techniques would be used like forest thinning and timber harvesting to protect and attract new species. Forester Joe Herring says in the past, wildlife areas would acquire property and leave the area to grow, but ecologists are pushing for a more hands-on approach.
We realize you can't just take your hands off the wheel and do no management to take care of these wildlife areas if you want to provide the right kind of habitat for certain species that, you know, that need that.
This kind of active management is vital, Herring says, to solve major forestry issues in Iowa, like the decline of oak tree populations and the rise of invasive species. Iowa DNR wildlife biologist Doug Chafa said there's a need for greater age diversity in the western Iowa woods. It's a way to make sure a whole range of species can thrive in the 2,600 acres spread across Monona County.
These little nuances or these little habitat niches, if we do nothing and all the forest goes to that older age class, we lose those spaces or habitat.
Similar plans have been developed statewide for many of Iowa's wildlife areas already, but state foresters say much more active management needs to be done to protect Iowa's woodlands. Elsewhere in state news, a former school employee in Tama County has been charged with multiple counts of sexually exploiting a student. 22-year-old Bryson Hoffey of Toledo was the head volleyball coach and paraeducator in the Green Mountain Garwin School District. Court documents show that Hoffey sent inappropriate photos and had a sexual relationship with an underage student. Investigators say that happened over several months in 2020. Hoffey is also charged with the dissemination of obscene material to minors. An Iowa man who was convicted of stabbing a Cedar Rapids man to death in retaliation for a theft from a drug dealer has been sentenced to 57 years in prison. Drew Blonick was sentenced earlier this month for killing 31-year-old Chris Bagley in December of 2018 and then burying his body. Police found Bagley's body in the backyard of a Cedar Rapids home in March of 2019. Prosecutors said Blonick stabbed Bagley in retaliation for his robbery of a large-scale marijuana trafficker. At trial, Blonick's lawyers acknowledged that he stabbed Bagley, but they argued that he was acting in self-defense after Bagley waved a gun during a fight. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building.